Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, it was great.
No, it was not.
I thought the show was fantastic.
Our show was fantastic. I'm not asking you about your time on a previous show. I'm not asking you about your former head coach who got fired in the middle of the season. I'm not asking you about any of those.
Yeah, it was great.
No, it wasn't.
You sure, Florence? Are you sure?
You guys had me rolling yesterday, you and Anthony Heron with the one-liners during that. Rolling.
We had a good time yesterday, and it was appropriate. We have to jump in and say some things occasionally.
I cackled so hard I nearly fell off the treadmill. People thought I was crazy.
Okay, good.
More so than normal.
I like that.
Thanks to everybody who was a part of this one. Thanks to our guests, and we had a lot of them today. Paul Charchian, Danny Parkins, Jarrett Payton, and Mark Rohde all chipping in. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Our transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food. We bring in Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel for the post Mark Rohde audio hit show that happened at 5 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
I was howling.
It was definitely a something, and we had to go two segments because there was like 12 cuts and there was all sorts of weird stuff that was going on, and we'll do a lot of bear stuff on the show today. I'm going to say a sentence that is going to sound really weird, Spiegs, but it needs to be said. I was just handed, or I guess there's a bunch of sentences. I was just handed a donut from Dash, our guy over at B96.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, do you want a donut from Machine Gun Kelly? And I said, all right, sure. So he opens up a box from a place called Something Sweet, which is a great donut place in Albany Park, which is why I took the donut.
I'd get that donut checked out just to be safe. You never know what these Hollywood glitterati might do to their donuts.
I know. But shout out to Something Sweet because that place is awesome. And when I'm up north in Ravenswood Manor or Albany Park, like, I go there and get donuts. So I was like, yeah. And thanks to Machine Gun Kelly. I guess.
Did he send the station donuts or was
Yeah, it's a whole box of them. They're over on the BBM side if you want one. I told Dash to come and bring them in here, but I didn't want you guys to necessarily be tempted. So we just laid them out. Is that Flipside too? What is going on here?
Yeah, man, Flipside's here. Metro's here. All of the great DJs in Chicago are here.
Cosm Rocks?
Yeah, Big Steve is here. Dougie Styles is here for Rich Wyatt's 25th anniversary party.
Yeah, man, this is like legendary stuff that's going on. You guys need to see, if you haven't seen it, there is a picture of Rich Wyatt from his first day here as an intern that you need to see because it is unbelievable. And I'm glad that man is getting his flowers because we all love Rich Wyatt and he is now like such an important part of Bulls basketball on The Score, along with, you know, Speaks keeping the radio station going.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, it's amazing how much of that task he does for many radio stations here in this orbit. That is for sure. But yeah, good stuff for Rich Wyatt. So I'm glad the donuts are flowing. Are they promotional donuts? Those taste best when they're free.
They're definitely free, and there was a good variety of them, so I took one.
I'm laughing because immediately on Twitch, Connor O'Donnell just added, add quote, do you want a donut from Machine Gun Kelly? Lawrence.
Yes. I mean, I'm more of an M&M guy, and I know there's beef, but it's a donut.
Wait, why is there beef?
Between M&M and MGK?
I don't know about it either, but I'm immediately team M&M.
Oh.
I will not take the donut.
Well, you know, I'm going to go with the fellow Marshall.
I know, that's right. MGK, he you know, Haley's a grown woman now. Like, I think she's married with her own kid at this point.
He tried to holler at Haley?
There were some references on some Dada! Records, and Eminem went in on Machine Gun Kelly. I think it's what moved him to rock music. It's his beef with Eminem.
Additionally, what? How do you cheat on Megan Fox, according to reports?
According to reports. I don't know. We probably spent too much time talking about Machine Gun Kelly, but I do thank him for the donut.
Well, I'm not taking it.
I think
it
he did his job by sending that donut, and now look at us.
But I'm Team Marshall Mathers all day.
Yes.
All day and all night.
He was sitting with Barry Sanders at the game.
He
on
was.
Sunday.
He watched the Bears turn another quarterback into NFC Offensive Player of the Week, too.
Did he do congrats, that? Or did the Bears? The Bears turned him into the Offensive Player of the Week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, congrats preemptively to Dak Prescott.
No. How could Dak Prescott win the Player of the Week offensively if that's what Caleb Williams is going to do? Perhaps.
Yeah, okay. I mean, do you believe that?
No, but I think he'll put up numbers good enough to do it, but his team won't win the game, and that's why he won't win the award.
So do you like walk around with a list of marshals just so you can have them ready to go?
Top five marshals.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Top five marshals. What do you got?
Line up.
Thurgood?
Thurgood Marshall. I was so Thurgood. Happy that he's not but, that he's on the list.
Don't we need to go first name Marshall, though?
No, I think
is that what we're doing?
No, I think that we can just go Marshall.
Marshall from Paw Patrol.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, and then let me think about this for a second.
How about a Plumlee? Take a Plumlee. You got an option there.
No, I know the option.
I'll give you one. The old Viking Jim Wrongway Marshall, who once picked a fumble out of the air and ran 66 yards the wrong direction.
Sean Marshall from the Cubs pregame.
There you go.
I think I'm going to go Marshall University.
Marshall Fields.
But I see the stretch there. I was going to say
no!
Marshall.
No, it's Marshall
no, it's
Fields.
Marshall Fields.
Oh, yeah, Marshall Fields. Okay, that's a good call.
Right here.
You know, when you
said, with the Frango mints.
How about one of the greatest running backs of all time? What are we doing?
Marshall Faulk?
I mean, come on. Like, he's in your top five Marshalls.
One of my friends, he was a real big jerk, too, when they were covering him. Because you know how that goes.
Off the list.
You know how that goes. But yeah, Marshall Tucker Band, like
that's nice. Yeah, Marshall Crenshaw, another rocker.
Yeah,
Marshall of note songwriter.
But yeah, there's not a lot of Marshalls out there. I'm being honest.
You guys all got to stick together. I get.
Yeah,
it.
So I Marshall you. Mathers. I mean, when I introduce myself to people, my standard line before him to people of a certain persuasion was Marshall, and then I'd be like. Mr. Mathers, because they would be like, oh, nice to meet you, Marcus. I was like, no.
Oh, my God.
No. So I'd be like, Marshall, Mathers.
I got to tell you that that's a name that the community has apparently been strapped with, because I will sometimes be called Marcus.
Yes.
Like on site. Like, it's a weird thing.
Yes.
Make it make sense.
It's not that weird. It's pretty...
I mean, I'm just glad that we could commiserate on that where stuff like that happens. Yeah. Now, I also got called. How would you pronounce how my name was spelled
Lawrence.
On the coffee?
Lawrence. I was like, what is this? Lawrence?
Law ants? Like, I don't know what's going on.
I see a lot of them, but when you were missing the R, that was my ultimate. What are we doing?
I just had to go back to the regular shop because I'm like, at least they know my name. It's like, cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I love the remixes of your name in that place. Like, one of them I'm pretty sure was the Fishing Supply Company Low Rants.
Yes, there's that. I'm just going to go with Lorenzo. Lorenzo is just going to be the move from now on.
I think Lorenzo is a little akin to Marcus, and you can do much more damage with that.
All right, top five Lorenzos. Lorenzo Charles.
Lorenzo White.
Lorenzo Neal.
Yeah, see? We can go better on those. So Marshall MC used to Ray. Say, Marshall used to say Marshall like Marshall Mathers. I used to go Spiegel like the catalog. You know, but most people don't even know the catalog.
I love that catalog.
Der Spiegel. Wasn't that a newspaper?
It still is. It's a German magazine, The Mirror, Der Spiegel. Layla, what was your shorthand? Did you go like Star Wars, but add an L? I mean, what did you do?
Oh, spelling was not even an option. Like, forget spelling. Like, pronunciation was the issue. So people would be like, Layla, like the song, then I'd all sing. And my friends would get annoyed. But I would never get annoyed because when people are singing to you, that's kind of nice. So
did you ever get Lila?
I got everything. Leela, Lala, Bela at one point. Bela.
I like Lala.
Bela.
Like Lails. Like
I like
Lee,
Lala.
Lay.
Like, I like Lails.
Frayla. One of my buddies called me Frayla all through high school.
Yeah, Grody's Lails. Is Grody the first person to call you Lails?
No, Lails has been like rotated through by others. But I cannot care. Like I just spell it every single time. I spell my first name. I spell my last name because there's just nah. I grew up with that life.
What's the actress lady that they confuse you for?
Leah Remini.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
but
you guys ended up having an interaction, right?
Yeah, we follow each other now on Twitter. She thinks it's hilarious, and so do I.
This texter says Lawrence does not like being called Chicago Tirico. I do not because I'm not Italian.
Well,
it took me a second to make that click. Yes, yes.
Hey, can I completely change the subject just randomly?
Real quick, because we got stuff.
Understand? Oh, okay. Craig formation today?
Well, in Craig formation, but for our guy Patrick.
Oh, okay. Speaks, wasn't it adorable and awesome when Francisco Lindor and the kids got to see his wife play violin for the national anthem?
That was awesome.
Unbelievable. Unbelievably adorable. Thank you for that. You know what's also amazing and adorable? Justin Verlander with an ERA of 0.36 in his last four starts.
Is this what you're going to be on today? Is this what we're doing?
Lawrence, a 2.17 ERA in his last 11 starts. For everybody who laughed at me and tweeted insults, and even those who simply disagreed with actual adult respect, Justin Verlander would have been an excellent flyer for the Cubs or anybody. He's figured it out. He's 42, and he's their best starter.
You'd love to have him in a playoff game, wouldn't you?
You'd freaking love to have him as a weapon.
He might be in a playoff game.
He could be.
But not for the Cubs.
But not for the Cubs, no.
He's going to be somewhere next year. He's going to pitch at age 43 next year, and he'll be good again next year.
Speak before you guys go, I just want to leave you with this. Dodgers, Cubs, wild card. That's my preferred matchup. That's my preferred matchup.
I don't know if that saves the Cubs from being a day game, though. I think that the way that the brackets are, and Speaks, we can get into this, but I think that the way that the brackets shake out,
if you look,
the Cubs are playing a day game.
I think they're playing three games.
Yeah,
three day games.
Hopefully only two.
Maybe two, but possibly three.
They command the day game audience. Like if you're a programmer picking who's the most likely to get us ratings at this time. It's the Cubs.
It's also a climate where that might be a good bet. So I think that helps them against the
Dodgers as well.
Here's what we got going on today's show, and it's a lot. Patrick Manley is going to join us at 2:40. That's going to be fun. We're going to turn the page. We're going to try to hear from Matt Eberflus if the Cowboys ever post his media session. We'll do that. Dave Wannstedt's going to be on the show, and we got a dry erase board. So we are going to have Wani drawing up stuff for us. Went to the house of homes for that because my parents just have school supplies.
Oh, is that why that was in there? Mm-hmm. Okay, I did see that. I was like, whose is that?
Yep.
Lawrence's parents' house is like a repository for academic teaching tools of the last four decades.
Yep.
Ooh, I call the projector.
Actually Speaks called that.
I already called the overhead projector.
How
but
dare
that's just
you?
It's just because I'm going to do a Pink Floyd tribute and I need to have the oils there on the overhead projector.
That's hilarious.
Get that going.
And Layla, you know that my mom would allow you to just go through the garage and take whatever you wanted. Well, so whenever you want to make the trip, you come on through and just take whatever you need.
I'm guessing Matt Spiegel has more than 750 square feet to his name, so he can have the overhead projector.
Yeah, but I mean, crayons, chalk, notebooks, whatever you need.
Fit some of those.
Yeah, we got all that stuff over there.
You name it.
You name it! So we're going to do all of that, but we are going to start talking about the Cubs and them clinching a playoff spot after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.